This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope you are doing amazing today and your week is off to a beautiful start. Whether you are walking right now in your car at home, getting ready for work or at work, have a beautiful day today. Protect your peace, protect your joy. Don't let anything or anybody take that peace or take that joy away from you. Don't give it the satisfaction. Don't give them the satisfaction. And just enjoy your day today. PVO, as I always say, positive vibes only, okay? And if you know, you know. PVO all day today, all week. This week, Healthy Girl Summer is doing its thing right now. In addition to getting outside and working out more and doing things that make my nervous system feel good, one thing I have been doing a lot is spending a lot of time with the people that mean a lot to me. Some of those people include my nieces and my nephew, which I mentioned in the last episode. Y'all, my niece always calls me mommy, and for the last few months, she's been calling me mommy, and we've been working on her calling me just TT. And the other day she pulls up with her mom and she's like, "Hi, TT." And y'all, I just about cried. I said, "Whatever you want, it's yours. You can have whatever you want, okay? McDonald's, it's yours. You want some more Play-Doh? It's yours. New Barbies, yours. I am 100% the problem with spoiling this child. And I am not ashamed to admit that." But I've been spending time with them and spending lots of time with my favorite aunt as well. I spoke about her before on the podcast, and she is the ultimate boss. She's the head nurse at one of the biggest hospitals here in Chicago and has several degrees, and she's that auntie. And I was at her house one day, and she was going through her new packages she got in the mail, and she opens up this package, and it has this beautiful sweater in it. Keep in mind, it's summertime shy here, and although we've been getting some weird weather here and there, it's still hot more days than it is cold. That day, it was hot outside. And my aunt pulls out this sweater. She said she found it online. It was really nice. I'm assuming probably even very expensive. And I'm like, "Okay, auntie, that's pretty. You can wear that with some jeans in the fall, some nice boots. That's cute." She goes, "Yeah, it is cute." And then proceeds to put the sweater on. So I'm like, "Are you trying it on?" She goes, "Nah, girl, I'm wearing this today." So I'm like, "Auntie, it's hot outside. You're not gonna die of heat stroke, are you?" And she's like, "No. Well, you know, I have to go into the hospital later, so it's always cold in there, but I'm wearing my stuff today. I bought it. It looks beautiful. Why wait to wear my nice stuff? I'm gonna wear it now." And I was looking at her like she was crazy. But I was also looking at her like, you know what? This is why she is that auntie. When I say she does not care what other people think and truly will do anything and everything in her power to make herself look and feel good, I mean it. So we're talking and she's like, "You know what? When I die, I want to die knowing I wore all of my good stuff.
I experienced all the good things. I used my best dishes, drank out of my best cups, used my favorite linens, and I didn't just wait for the big moments to feel big. And I didn't wait for the best company to enter my house to break out all of the nice things. I am my best company, and I will always be my best company. So I have to treat myself like I am my best company. So I smiled at her and I said, okay. And we watched some of her stories. She was watching General Hospital, but y'all know our grandmas and aunties and them call them the stories. And she went about her day. But it made me sit and take out my notebook and write down my thoughts because she was right. How many times do we wait to bust out with our nice things? Wait to use the nice sheets we just bought for our home. Wait to wear those new shoes. Wait to wear that new outfit. Wait to use the nice wine glasses because that's for when we have a party or company. And in most cases, we don't get to enjoy the things we buy, the things we work hard for, because we are waiting for an excuse to enjoy it. Waiting for company, waiting for a holiday, waiting to cross a milestone, waiting until we have kids, waiting until having a husband, waiting for a group of friends. And we don't just wait to use our nice things in a physical sense, but we also wait to use our good ideas. We wait to say those things maybe we should be saying. We wait to be our best, most authentic selves. We are always waiting, always holding back for a moment, a time, waiting for space. But boo, what are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? And if they don't show up, if it never happens, what will you do then? You may have the means and the resources you need right now to experience new things, to go new places, to feel those feelings you've always wanted to feel, but you can't and you won't because no one else will do it with you. Girl, let me shut up. I'll say this. Things will get old either because you ran it up and you used it, or because you let it sit there and collect dust. Either way, everything in life has an expiration date. Just like that raggedy meat we get at the grocery store, there is a window that we have to use it. And either you're going to live it up and enjoy what you have and not wait for a special moment, time, and place to feel good, or you're going to be in your 70s, 80s, 90s, watching your stories, thinking of all the things you didn't do, didn't say, didn't try, or did not use, because you were waiting for a special moment, time, or place. Use it or lose it, sis. What's it gonna be? I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. I need all of us to start treating ourselves like we are the moment, you know? Like, not in a kiki, ooh, girl, she's the moment kind of way, but in a very real sense that you are the moment. You don't have to wait for special occasions to feel special or to use the nice things you worked hard for, that you are the special occasion. Your life is a special occasion. And I think the more you start treating yourself like you are the special occasion, the less you start waiting for others to show up and celebrate. The less time you spend holding back and waiting for moments and times and places, the more you start to create moments and times and places. You understand what I'm saying? Also, just thinking a little bit further, and here's my two cents, and we're gonna leave it here. I think maybe a lot of us wouldn't feel so lonely sometimes if we stopped waiting to do fun things and experience new things and go new places, if we stopped waiting for someone else. I think that sting of loneliness creeps in because we are constantly reminding ourselves that no one is there doing it with us. And I know it's important to have people around to do things with. I'm saying that if it doesn't happen when we want it to, when it's time to take that trip, when it's time to try that new restaurant, when you buy a home and you want to sit on your nice furniture, that your party does not have to stop because no one is attending. One thing I am learning about myself is that if I'm feeling very lonely, it is because I am not enjoying my own company enough, that I am holding back on something that I may want or need and saving it for when someone else is available to show up for me, to do it with me. Why save your best for last, sis? Why save your best for someone else? Why save your new experiences, new opportunities? Why save your growth for someone else? That is how I combat those feelings of loneliness when they start to creep in. Oh, I'm still single. Oh, it's just me. I don't have anybody to go here with me. Ooh, I really want to do this, but I don't want to do it alone. Oh, I have to wait. I have to step out of that and stop waiting for someone else to make me feel better and do what I need to do to make myself feel better. Yes, I want people around to do things with. Yes, I want people around to help me through certain things, but if it doesn't happen when I need it to, I still know how to enjoy myself with or without them. enjoy your life as it is right now, sis. And stop waiting for a moment, for something to happen, for someone to show up to do so. If you find yourself holding back, knowing you really want to do something, you really need to say something, go somewhere, try something out, always remember my aunt and her brand new sweater walking out of the house on an 80 degree day here in Chicago. Always remember that you do not have to wait to feel good. Will people look at you like you're crazy? Maybe. Will you feel a little crazy? Probably. But you can be deliberate about enjoying the things that you have. Be deliberate about doing something you love, because you are the special occasion. You are the moment. You are your best company. So, act like it. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.